Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Do you have challenges in your organization that therefore is impacting on your self-confidence? Well, today I'm going to talk through some tips on tips you can use to sort your organization. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset Podcast with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help coach you to up your self-confidence to get to where you want. So I'm a solopreneur and I do a lot of work, but I make sure I'm very organized as a result. Now, I'll be at a stage very soon where I'll be taking on, you know, a VA and a couple of members of team and as I scale and scale. But I'm at a stage at the moment where I'm very much a solopreneur. And I do many other things. I've got my day-to-day life and I've got my social life. But one thing that's key for me, and it does affect your confidence and your belief in yourself, is organization. You have got to be absolutely organized in life. Now, I've got a various bunch of friends and people I know in my life. And, you know, everyone's got different styles. Some people are more organized. Some people are a little bit more like in the spur of the moment kind of thing. And one of my really close mates, actually, he lives in the moment, which is so refreshing. And sometimes I think I need a little bit more of that, you know, being a bit more present rather than rushing and planning. And, you know, nobody's perfect because perfection doesn't exist. But you know, we've all got things to improve on, and I'm never here saying I'm by any means your guru or anything like that. You're your own guru. I'm just here as a coach, as a guide. But I've got a friend who's very much in the moment, which is great. But when he starts planning his business, you know, that's not going to last, basically, because in life, if we're trying to balance several things, we need to schedule stuff. Or at least have someone in our lives who's going to schedule things for us and keep us on track. So I've been there when I burned myself out by just being reactive to tasks, whether that was in my project management career or whether it was in student life or whenever in my life. I've been at stages whereby I was just burning out and just doing a to-do list. And I'm going to go into this. And I made a video on the to-do list the other day on Instagram. A to-do list, like now and then as you're going through like a particular task, isn't a bad thing. But living your life off a to-do list is a bad thing because you're being completely reactive. You're not really paying attention to where you're going half the time. And it just becomes a checklist, a never-ending checklist in your life. So it can be really exhausting if you don't organize your stuff so well. And, you know, sometimes you hear of these like really top entrepreneurs and people like that who are doing really well. But the problem is people who aren't organized are really going to struggle. Now, these people at the top, they've usually got someone to organize for them if they're not doing it, or just your influence or someone, you know, you might know in a workplace who are doing really, really well. They might have a PA or an EA who can organize them. But when we don't organize ourselves, it can really create this lack of trust because we lose trust in ourselves because we're not doing what we really want to do and working on the things that really matter because we're not organizing it properly. And like I said, I've been burned out. I've been exhausted. I've been doing things completely reactively. So what can you do about this? Well, I'm going to go through a few things. You've got to manage your time or it will manage you. That's what's going to be my core message today. So the first tip I've got is schedule your week. I use Google Calendar. You can use whatever. Electronic calendars. I mean, I like to write out day by day what my map out on a piece of paper, what it looks like. But for a whole week's perspective, I tend to use an electronic calendar. And then I'll write it out into my like journal on the day, how I'll go through. But through like the week, things will change. So having it on paper for me personally, mapping out weeks and months is very difficult because you're always going to be moving stuff. You've got to be flexible. There's some things that are going to be set. But mapping out your week or month, or even the next few days on an electronic calendar can be really useful with things like Google Calendar. So you can actually see it. When I say schedule, I don't just mean I mean, schedule everything. Like, I'm talking about your downtime, your relaxing time. I'm not saying have like back to back to back of meetings or back to back to back of work, because you burn out. You'll burn out, and I've been there. But I'm saying you've got to schedule in your downtime as well. If you want to mess around on, you know, social media, I catch myself doing it sometimes. If you want to, and there's nothing wrong with doing that. It's just how much of your life it's going to take up, and if it's taking you away from an important things. Or if you want to watch Netflix, I do that. Like, we're all human. We want to watch things like that. But if you want to do those things, schedule it into your calendar. Because if you don't schedule it in and you want to, you'll soon find yourself going away from the things you want to do. I've recently done I've read an amazing book called Indistractable, which goes more into this. But you've got to know what you're doing in order to know if you're being distracted or not. How can we know if we're being distracted if we don't really know what we're focusing on? So schedule everything in your calendar. Now, is that more stressful, Johnny? Well, no. I'll tell you what's more stressful, going off the to-do list and then finding you've not done half the things. If you want, you know, you be realistic with your scheduling. If you think I need to go for a run at lunchtime and then chill out for a little bit, I'm just going off my own stuff from earlier today, and then you want to watch, you know, a bit of TV, have a bit of lunch, fantastic, absolutely great for you. But make sure you schedule that in accurately, and then schedule in your project you're going to work on in the afternoon, maybe the emails you're going to answer, when you're going to answer your emails. Obviously, things don't always go 100% to plan. That's not what I'm saying. But the key is to be flexible. Be realistic when you schedule your day out, but be flexible. But if you just don't schedule it out and you just go completely reactively off the day, chances are you are just going to get into reactive mode and you're not going to be sticking to your own agenda and doing what you really want. Okay, so that's the first one. That's a big one, but scheduling is so key. The second point is having a weekly slot to schedule the week. And actually analysing, what did I get time for? What did I not get enough time for? What has impacted on the way I feel this week? And therefore, how can I improve it? And how can I schedule it for the coming week? Scheduling, I have a weekly slot of 2 or 3 hours where I go through all my like notes and all my organisation, all my goals, my schedule. That sounds a bit overboard. But if you don't know where you're going in life, How are you going to be like more fulfilled, know if you're making progress? So, you know, 2-3 hours of my week is time well spent on actually mapping out where I want to go and scheduling my life. Yes, of course, I've got to be flexible sometimes. And if suddenly I've scheduled, you know, a little bit of paperwork on a Saturday evening or whatever, nothing crazy, and then one of my friends rings me up and says, oh, fancy going and catching up for a drink or chilling out, I'm probably going to say yes, and I'll move that paperwork to another day. But if you don't have things in your calendar and scheduled, you don't know what you've got to do. The key, again, is to be flexible, but you know things that are really, really important and have to be set in stone. And be realistic. When are your best times to work? In that weekly slot, analyze yourself. So for me, I know my really, really good times to work, this is quite bizarre, are either in the morning before midday or from 6 p.m. till about 1 in the morning. But I usually have quite a lot of coaching calls in those evening slots. But I know if I want to really focus and brainstorm and think of a new idea, between the hours of 2 and 2 p.m. and probably 5 p.m., there's no chance. I'm useless in the afternoon. I'm a hopeless afternoon person. I can exercise, I can walk about, I can chill out, but I'm useless at that time in the afternoon. I'm a morning and evening person. I'm just not an afternoon person. I quite like getting up early. Unfortunately, I go to bed very late, so I have to be, you know, not wake up too early. But I give myself that time to work into the night. I'd rather work into the night till 2 a.m. than get up at 4 or 5 a.m. and then, you know, work from there. That's just my personal preference. So anyway, know what it is for you and schedule that. And then the final point, I kind of combine the first two together, is ask yourself, what would the future you do? what would the future you be doing? What they'd be scheduling their time? Now, you might have a day job and you're starting a business on the side, but think, what's the closest you can do? Like, what realistically can you schedule in? So perhaps you think they'd be working on personal development for an hour a day. Can you schedule that in the morning? Can you schedule that in the evening? They would be looking at their most priority business tasks for 1 to 2 hours a day, perhaps. Now, we're taught to hustle a lot and work like 8 hour days, but you know, as long as you've got 2 good quality hours to work on your business or whatever matters to you, that's going to be key. So what would the future you be really working on, and how can you schedule that? If you don't schedule your time, your life will run away and you won't have that confidence, because you won't be making time for the things that matter, and you won't be making progress in what you want. What are you going to do? What are you going to use for my tips today? Are you going to start scheduling your time, or are you going to let reactive mode keep going on? Remember, your confidence and your belief in yourself won't change unless your habits change. Just make sure you put time in for the most important things. Now, one final note I'll say is, obviously we've all got different situations. Some of us, we're all busy. Like, every single human being on this planet is busy. Like, everyone is claiming they're busy. Now, it sounds like I'm generalizing, but everyone is busy. We're busy either working on our business, we're busy working in a job, we're busy with our partner, we're busy with our family, we're busy going to the gym, we're busy watching Netflix, we're busy scrolling social media, we're all busy. But it's just different types of busies and different types of priorities. Obviously, if you've got kids as well, you'll probably be busy with your kids. And quite rightly, if you're a parent, they're going to be I'm not a parent, but I imagine they're pretty high priority on your list, but it's all a case of your priorities. But there are examples of single parents I've heard of who started like 6-figure businesses. So, you know, they've decided from what time they're going to work and how they're going to build the business. I know, I can just think off the top of my head of a fitness coach, and she's got about 3 kids and she is working a full-time job, and she's just getting close to 6 figures now because she knows how to schedule, because she knows what the most important things are. We've all got 24 hours in a day. We've all got 7 days in a week, but it's what you do with the hours. Yes, we've all got different jobs and working hours and businesses and situations, but are you going to schedule the most important things in your day for you? So that's what I wanted to cover today, how important organization is for going after what you want and really finding some time. So if you want some more from me, more tips and hints, and if you want to find out a little bit more about how perhaps I can support you with organizing yourself and moving forward with that, then just connect with me on Instagram. Just send me a message. Just say, hey, Johnny, enjoyed your podcast about organization, self-confidence. I'd love to talk a little bit more about it. So yeah, I'm open on most social media platforms. Instagram, my handle is @johnny.pardo. Facebook, I'm also the same handle. Or you can find me on LinkedIn, which I'm using more and more, which is Johnny Pardo. And many, many more platforms, but those are the main ones to catch me on. So I look forward to connecting with you on there. So thank you so much for listening today. I hope the audio has got a bit better. I put the microphone slightly closer to my mouth today. But yeah, I noticed in the last couple, it's kind of been a bit on and off, but I'm in a new location at the moment. So hopefully you can hear this audio very good. But anyway, if you've appreciated today's podcast, please share this with your friends and family and give this a rating, just so we can reach more people and touch more people's lives. I appreciate you, and keep building that self-confidence to get to where you want to go. And I'll speak to you soon.